Pacman and Orson's Newsball Pod, where we go behind the scenes of our pupils' cool stories that they do outside of school. If you want to hear them.
Welcome back to Behind the Newsboard, the podcast where we lace up and dive into the amazing achievements of our school community.
Today we're joined by a multi-talented athlete who is conquering the ring both wheels and blades. We're celebrating the success of our Year 8 student, Elliot Hardstone.
Elliot and his team, the London Knights, are the 2025 Roller Hockey National Championships after their victory in Cardiff this July. And if that wasn't enough, he also recently took second place in his first ever figure skating tournament. That's dedication.
Welcome, Elliot.
Welcome.
Hello.
Elliot, let's start with the big win. You and the London Knights won the Roller Hockey National Championship in Cardiff this summer. Having come fourth the previous year, what was different this time? And what was the moment like when you realised you were national champions?
We had quite a few new players too, which definitely would have helped. Definitely helped us out a lot. We definitely had a lot more teamwork dynamics. We had a different coach this year too.
Did that help, do you think?
It helped us. He definitely helped with a lot of our strategies.
Was he nicer? Did you get on with this one? Or was it more just his tactics?
He had a lot more tactics.
Cool.
Your team had to win the South England Hockey League and then compete against other league winners to get to the Nationals. What makes the roller hockey scene so competitive? And what role do you play on the team?
I play as a defender and stop them. I tackle them before they get the chance to shoot at our goal.
You started roller hockey at the age of 9. What's the biggest physical challenge of the sport? The speed on the inline?
It's definitely, a lot of it is endurance, as you have to skate very fast. There's a lot of the players can speed down in like less than a few seconds, so you have to be ready to go at top speed like at all times.
How important is team chemistry when you're facing such high level opposition at nationals?
You have to talk to each other, so you, because of how fast everyone moves, you don't know where everyone is at the time, so people have to call and you have to talk to each other so you know where everyone is.
Nice. So you started the figure skating when you were 8. How does the intensity of roller hockey compare to the discipline of, say, the figure skating?
So with the figure skating, the club that I was in, they followed a grade system. And before you even started learning dances, you had to learn a lot of skills with skating, such as like breaking, skating backwards, and just turning on one leg. And they focus a lot on like corporal, like strength and posture, because you have to stay in like. If you want to get good, like a score of your dance, then you need to keep your posture and have your arms straight and your back flat, so that you don't. And it will also make you less likely to fall over too.
Your first figure skating tournament was just last month in Brighton, and you took second place. That's an amazing debut. What was more nerve